Retired ad man Don Ripke of Vero Beach will never forget a certain recording session for a Ford commercial nearly four decades ago.
There was one night, as I have described, as the most memorable of my life, when I had to produce a radio commercial starring, done by, Louis Satchel Armstrong. One of the writers in my group had written a song called Ford Country, which we used for years. This time we wanted Louis to record. He was not referred to as Louis. When you talk to him, he was Pops. The night that we recorded him, apparently word had gotten around throughout the agency that I was about to record Louis Armstrong in New York, and all of a sudden a lot of the brass from Detroit had reasons to come to the New York office. The night of the recording, the studio control room was filled with Detroit brass, in addition to me and a producer and an audio engineer. We had already arranged with Pops if he wanted his own musicians to back him up, we would be glad to hire them. And he said, well, I'd like to have Trummy. And he was talking about Trummy Young. And so we hired Trummy. We hired a few other people that he wanted. And he showed up at about 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. We asked him if he wanted to record it in the morning or at night. He said, I prefer a night. He showed up with his doctor and a few other people.
Now, why his doctor?
His doctor had told him that he could no longer blow horn. In other words, he can sing all he wants, but his doctor didn't want him using his lungs, which he was having some difficulty with. All we wanted him for was to sing the jingle and to do the announced copy. We were recording, and he was having difficulty with one line in the jingle. We had sent him the script weeks ahead of time. And since this was a commercial already familiar to an awful lot of people, it had to be done the same way it was done by others. I could feel the tension growing in the studio control room as we kept re-recording and re-recording and re-recording, and he still was not doing it right. We had already, of course, put down the music track. Pops was out in the studio all by himself, sitting on a dunce stool with a boom mic over his head and a pair of cans on his ears and a little music stand in front of him with the words and the script and the lyric and the lead sheet. People started worrying about time running out, and I could feel people getting a little tight, and they said, you know, he's not doing it right. He hasn't done it right. We've been trying it now for 20 minutes. Just, Don, go talk to him. And I said to myself, I am, you know, a little guy who plays piano and who was lucky enough to come to New York and get a decent job, but I'm going to go talk to the world ambassador of jazz. But I said, all right, everybody take five. And, you know, pardon me, shut up. I went out in the studio, and he said, I know why you're here. I said, Pops, everything is fine. We have many previous takes. We can splice them together, and it'll be...
No! I ain't doing it right. I'm going to do it right if it take all night.
There was no way I could ask for any more of this man. I still get a little worked up about it. Anyway, I turned around. I said, let's try it one more time. Went back into the control room. I told audio engineer, okay, roll the tape. Told the producer, cue him. So we recorded that line again, and it still wasn't exactly right. Then I said, all right, give him a minute. Try one more time. Roll the tape, cue him, Dick. He cued him, and he did exactly right. He was very happy because he was upset at himself for, you know, taking so much time. A more gracious and beautiful man I've never met. There was no stardom attached to his attitude at all. We played it back for him. He said,
is that all right?
I said, Pops, it's perfect. Thank you.
That was retired advertising executive Don Ripke. I'm Janie Gould of the WQCS Indian River Community College Oral History Project.
You are head.
You're a head.
In a fold.
In a fold.
Way your head.
Way up head.
In a fold.
In a fold.
Lose your heart as you start moving out. With a fold. You are head.